Good afternoon.
The meeting is called to order. Kathy, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee Robert Bowie. Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee Giuseppe LaGioia.
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wazowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Wheeler Coleman.
Here. Mr. Brady, will you please confirm that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum and appropriate notices have been provided by the university.
Thank you. We will now swear in our new student trustee, Giuseppe LaGioia. Giuseppe, will you please join me at the podium?
Come on, you can come a little closer. I won't bite. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Giuseppe LaGioia.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully serve.
That I will faithfully serve.
Support, preserve, and protect.
Support, preserve, and protect.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Bylaws.
Bylaws.
And policies of Northern Illinois University.
And policies of Northern Illinois University.
Finally.
Finally.
I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility.
I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility.
That each member of the board.
That each member of the board.
Of trustees has.
Of trustees has.
And further solemnly swear.
And further solemnly swear.
That I will discharge faithfully.
That I will discharge faithfully.
My duties as a member of the board of trustees.
My duties as a member of the board of trustees.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Of Northern Illinois University.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations,
Thank
trustee.
You.
Said it is truly an honor to pin our new trustee, and so we have our trustee pin that I like to pin you with.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
You can tell I do this all the time. I've got a few comments, and then I'm going to let our new trustee make a few comments. I know you've got a lot of good friends here with you for this special moment. I just want to simply say that it is a pleasure to have you as a student representative for the Board of Trustees. We're looking forward to your perspective on the many important issues that we have as a board to address. And we're looking forward on your insight as we make key decisions. At this point in time, congratulations. And if you have a few words, please take the podium.
Of course I do. All right, thank you for that. First and foremost, I just wanted to thank the student body for believing in me that I could attain this role. It's such a humbling experience and a huge honor for me and my academic experience, and I'm very excited to see what this year has in store for me. So a little bit about my background. I'm a first-year college student, so if you told me that I was going to be in college or let alone serve on the Board of Trustees about 6 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you. So just this experience in my academic journey so far has been an absolute blessing, and I'm so excited to be here. I'm a management major with an emphasis in entrepreneurship and social responsibility, and I'm a rising senior this year, so I will be graduating after this May, but do plan on being involved in NIU for as long as I can after that. So a little bit about my background in leadership roles. I've been involved in student government since my freshman year. I was a student senator and served in that role for 2 years. And then last year, I had the honor of serving as student association president, which is kind of the equivalent to student government president. So I was really happy to do that role. It was a great experience. I met a ton of great people and a bunch of people from different organizations. So I really feel like I can bring a new perspective to the board from that experience, just being just with my experience with so many different student populations. Other than that, I've been involved in a variety of other roles on campus and various leadership roles and awards, so I won't get into too much on that. But other than that, I also wanted to say how excited I am this year for serving on the board. I feel like I can bring a really good perspective here, especially with my relationship with different student organizations and student leadership as well as my relationship with Matthew Holmes, who was the previous student trustee. He and I worked very well together. I was able to give him feedback. He gave me some perspective on what was going on in the university, and together I think we were able to make great things happen, so I'm looking forward to do that this year. Again, I just wanted to thank the student body for this honor, and I'm looking forward for the rest of this year. Thank you.
At this point in time. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said Dennis likes his major.
Yeah. Okay. Are there no other comments? Then we'll move forward. May I have a motion to approve the committee agenda as proposed?
Absolutely.
I have a second.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
The motion approved. At this time, I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee representatives presented this morning. I see Linda and Kathy are here. Do you have any comments that you'd like to make?
Sorry. I'm moving a little slowly now. It's because I haven't had lunch. So, yeah. But thank you for inviting me to share some more comments. And I would just like to take this opportunity to thank two of the trustees, Trustee Coleman and Trustee Barsima, for their willingness to seek input from all three shared governance groups, the Operating Staff Council, SPS Council, and Faculty Senate, regarding the presidential search process. I think this effort on your part demonstrates that the board values inclusiveness and participatory governance, and that you respect the opinions of faculty and staff. Is that better? Sorry, Kendall's like getting near the bomb. Although I may be premature in stating this because you actually haven't visited Faculty Senate yet, so that remains to be seen whether you respect our value and opinion after that meeting, right? But no, I do see this as a positive step toward establishing a meaningful, and President Freeman's laughing at me because she knows, as a meaningful and ongoing relationship with the Board of Trustees. So thank you for your.
You do want to say something?
Sure.
Barb.
Hi, I'm the newly elected president of the Operating Staff Council, Barbara Andre, and I'm honored to be part of this group. It's been a very steep learning curve, but I also am very happy to see more and more credence given to the shared governance process here on campus. It's very, very important to all of us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Linda and Barb, thank you for coming today, and congratulations on your new role.
Yeah, you weren't kidding about y'all not eating lunch, right? Bring some food and go over for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you were not.
Hi, I'm Kendall Thu. I'm also on the FAC. I'm the chair of the Department of Anthropology. I just want to make a couple of comments on some of the decisions that are upcoming. One, I want to throw my complete support behind Dr. Judy Ledgerwood as the acting dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. I think Provost McCord, in his infinite wisdom, it's the first time I probably said that, Chris. It made the right choice. I took over as chair of anthropology department from Judy, and she did a terrific job in leaving a department in a great state of affairs. She's a wonderful administrator. She has the respect and admiration of her fellow colleagues in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, so I think that she'll do a wonderful job. The second comment, Dara Little and Jerry Blasey shared with me their presentation on research, and I wanted to pluck out one item from the report that I think needs a little bit of faculty context or perspective. And that is, as Dara will share with you, last year our research dollars from grants actually increased from the previous year. And that's pretty remarkable because last year we were in the middle of a budget crisis, although I'm not sure whether it's a crisis or not. Crisis denotes something that's temporary. I think last year a number of us thought that that was going to be the permanent state of affairs. But in the midst of that budget crisis, which created the lowest morale that I have ever experienced at this university, faculty and staff continued to do their jobs and ratcheted up our productivity. That's pretty remarkable. It's also remarkable given the fact that there are fewer faculty at the university that we actually increase our research dollars. So I want to give kudos to my colleagues, and I'm very proud to be entering my 19th year at Northern, and I look forward to continuing the progress that we've made. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kendall. That was a great accomplishment. Are there any other comments?
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, this is my first time in this function here. First of all, I think I speak for my colleagues when I express my gratitude to both Dr. Freeman and Dr. McCord for stepping into the breach at this point and taking on their respective challenging roles in the situation. I think many of us have a pretty good idea of how difficult their challenge is, and those that don't should. So I think that gratitude needs to be expressed and repeated. I spoke earlier at one of the committees about the need to address faculty salaries, not just faculty, but the entire NIU family. There's one aspect of it that I did not address that I'd like to stress a little bit further. In addition to the overall raises not having taken place over the course of the last several years, there is also another outcome that it has caused. As a department chair, I've hired a number of faculty over these years and invariably found myself having to hire faculty at a higher salary than those who were hired the previous year and the year before that, because the market is the market. And so as a result, this year I had, there are two faculty members who received tenure, promoted to associate professor, and with the raise, their salary is lower than that of the most recently hired assistant professors, who are by no means getting rich themselves. I believe the term of art is compression, and over the next, well, as immediate a future as possible, this would have to be addressed, or the different complicated issues of morale will arise, and hanging on to our recently tenured faculty is going to be increasingly difficult. They're at exactly the perfect place in their careers to get great jobs, and they're committed to the institution, but it, you know, with each passing semester, it must feel like an insult to each one of them when newer people who've contributed less to the institution by virtue of not having been here as long are compensated better. So I think that's worth keeping in mind, in addition to considerations of just regular across the board or merit raises.
Thank you very much, Alex. Are there any other comments? No? All right, thank you. So I wanna say we appreciate your comments and we wanna encourage you to continue to make those comments. I'd like to briefly speak to the raises that Alex brought up. One of the priorities that I personally have, and I've talked to Dr. Freeman about this as well as others, is to find a way to give raises to our employees. And so Dr. Freeman and her staff are looking at the possibilities. and we'll bring in front of this group a proposal to see what we can do. With that stated, however, I also want to mention that there's some tough decisions that we have to make, right? And there's some trade-offs. If we engage in ongoing raises, then we need to also find a way to take cost out of the operations to sustain those raises. And so proposals are coming, and we're excited to take a look at them, and we will see them soon. If there's no more comments, I'd like to make some personal comments. So on a personal note, I'd like to reiterate my sincere appreciation to the board for the faith that they have in me and elected me chair. I don't take this responsibility for granted, and I would do my very best to serve with dignity and the highest possible ethical standards. Former chair, Trustee Butler, I can't say enough about your dedication and commitment to NIU. After chairing for 2.5 years and co-chairing for 1.5 years of the last 4 years, I only have one question of you, and that is, how do you find the time to do what you do? And you do it with a tremendous amount of dedication and commitment, and we thank you for your leadership. And I also thank you for your personal support as I make this transition into the chairmanship role. I also want to congratulate all the elected trustees. Many of you have new roles, as well as many of you have volunteered to take on committee chairs and vice chair positions. Many times folks do not realize all of the countless hours that you give to NIU, working with the administration and supporting functions and events. To all the board members, I want to tell you I love your energy, your desireness for greatness, and your willingness to serve and bring back husky pride, which is a phrase that Dr. Freeman has been using frequently and recently around campus. Speaking of Dr. Freeman, we are excited to have her as our acting president and until we conduct a national search for a permanent president. We are so lucky to have her as part of our leadership team, and I want to publicly say so, that this board supports her 110%. She's our president, and we're going to support her, and we're going to make sure she has all the resources necessary to carry out the duties of the presidency. In spite of the recent transition of our former president and the many challenges that we have at the national, state, and local levels, it's an exciting time to serve as a member of this great institution. We're going to hear today about some of the changes that we're going to make with our committee structure. We'll have the first reading. A couple of things that we're doing differently related to our committee structure is that all board members have been assigned or elected to the standing committees. They have the option to opt out, and two board members have requested to opt out of a couple of committees. We also intend and will try to get out and visit the campus as we have some of our regular meetings. And so our hope is to one day visit Neptune or one day visit the Home Student Center and conduct our regular meetings. And so we will make sure that we will post the location of our meetings so the board members can find it as well as other members. But our hope is to get out, to explore, to be seen, as well as to reach out to different areas of the campus. Okay, at this point in time, this is the point in our agenda where the chair may recognize members of the public who have complied with the state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Brady, Have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, I have not.
All right. Thank you. At this point in time, our president, Dr. Freeman, will provide her report, Report 116.
Thank you, Chair Coleman. I'm not going to take advantage of any opportunity to make personal comments. Given the lateness of the hour, I'm going to move right in to Agenda Item 7A, the appointment of an acting dean for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Dr. Chu has already spoken to the qualifications of Dr. Ledgerwood for this position and the respect that she commands around campus, and there is a bio of her in the agenda item. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that this is an excellent choice. We speak about, and we've spoken today about NIU's value proposition as occurring at the intersection of the different aspects of our agenda, teaching and learning, research and scholarship, outreach and engagement. Dr. Ledgerwood is a presidential engagement professor. She's garnered national and international funding for the work that she does in cultural anthropology. She's been the director of the Center for Southeast Asian Studies, led, constructed, and grown a bunch of youth leadership programs. I've had the pleasure of accompanying Dr. Ledgerwood both to Washington, D.C. to meet with agencies and legislators, and to Myanmar to do a tour of universities to look at international engagement. And I can think of nobody who's better positioned to lead the college as an acting dean. So the university requests the Board of Trustees approve the appointment of Dr. Judy Ledgerwood as the interim dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences effective August 17th, 2017.
May I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Are there any further discussions? All in favor, say aye. Motion approves, is approved.
All right, item 7A2 is one that we looked at within the last couple of hours. So I won't go into any detail unless I have questions. This item is related to student internship partnership, lease or license proposal. And the recommendation brought forth from committee reads, in its amended form, as the university requests Board of Trustees reauthorization to enter into the proposed agreement with Discover, consistent with the program goals, once final details and terms are negotiated. Such reauthorization shall be delegated to the president for final signature on the agreement, provided the agreement conforms to the programming concept and framework described above. The agreement can be executed prior to the meeting of the board scheduled for December of 2017, and the agreement includes no financial obligations in the aggregate of $250,000 or more for the university. If a final agreement is not executed within the above completed parameters by the meeting of the board scheduled for December 2017, the board shall reassess the matter and, if appropriate, extend the authority authorization granted and delegated pursuant to this board item.
May I have a motion to approve the reauthorization to enter into the proposed agreement with Discover?
So
moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The motion approved. Our next agenda item, 8, Chair's Report 81. This is the first reading of the item before you, put forth and approved earlier today by the Compliance Audit Risk Management and Legal Affairs Committee. The proposal is to amend the bylaws and the committee structure and will be forwarded to the September 14th meeting of the Board of Trustees for a second reading and final approval. The new committee structure will reduce the number of committees, numbers of standing committees to 4 and roll up the ad hoc committees, the 2 ad hoc committees that we had into the existing committee structure. May I have a motion to approve the proposed bylaws amendment and ask that it be forwarded to the full board for a second reading?
I so move.
Can I have a second? Any discussions?
I just want to
point out that I just want to get some clarity and make the statement, and if I'm incorrect about this, our general counsel can correct me. But this is, in fact, what we're doing right now. This is the notice of intention to amend the bylaws.
Yes, Trustee Butler, this is the first reading, the notice in the bylaws about amending. It's actually right there, per Article 10 of the board bylaws. They can be amended at a regular meeting of the board, provided that notice of the intention to amend the bylaws shall have been presented in writing at the regular or special meeting immediately preceding. This is the special meeting immediately preceding, and it is being presented today in writing, so it meets the notice requirements. This is the first reading.
Okay.
Any other discussions or comments or questions? This is an action item where we're seeking approval. Is that correct?
Yes, because you're taking an item. And actually, if we could, can we scroll down to actually let the public start to see the, I just want to show that there are in the packets the changes here. And if anybody would like to receive copies of those, they can be received through the recording secretary or through my office. But yes, to the question from the chair, this is an action item in order to pass it to the next meeting for second reading. It is not an action to approve today.
Okay. All right. So may I have a motion to approve the proposed bylaw amendments and ask that it be forwarded to the full board for a second reading? Did someone just do that? We had some discussions, and so all. Let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
The motion approved. The next meeting of the Board of Trustees is scheduled for September the 14th at 9 a.m. At this point, agenda item number 9, the board needs to go. Okay. The board needs to go into closed sessions. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subject authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under the section 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigations and risk management matters as generally described under section 2C 11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Closed sessions meetings matters as generally described under section 2C 21 of the Open Meetings Act. At this point in time, I need a motion. And a second? Kathy, will you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Robert Boy?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Giuseppe LaGioia?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz?
Yes.
Vice Chair Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Board Chair Wheeler Coleman?
Yes. At this point in time, the motion is approved. The public meeting is now closed. We'll return from closed session probably in an hour. Okay, we're back from closed session. It is currently 5:36 on the 17th of August. At this point in time, we need a roll call.
Trustee Robert Boyd? Trustee John Butler, here. Trustee Veronica Herrera.
Here.
Trustee Giuseppe LaGioia.
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz.
Here.
Vice Chair Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Board Chair Wheeler Coleman.
Here. If there's no other actions or no other requests, so to take action, can I get a motion to close the meeting?
I so move.
Do you have a second?
I second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's closed.